Hey everybody, welcome to the Blade Runner Minute. Today's Minute 34. I'm Pete.
And I'm Sandra.
And today's Minute 34. Okay. I usually say, we talk about it for a minute, and then I go, yeah.
60 seconds at a time.
Starts with Deckard proving that Rachel's a replicant. Is that fair for me to say? Proving that she's a replicant?
He already knows. He was told.
No, proving to her.
Oh. I guess.
I wrote that down, but I wonder if that's...
I don't know if I like your word that way, but go on. Go with it.
It starts with Deckard attempting to prove to Rachel that she herself...
Continuing to attempt
is
to
a replicant.
Continuing, I like continuing.
Yeah, and it ends with Deckard saying, fake out! He says it just like that. It was really like a huge tonal shift into comedy.
Give me
What do you got? You got some notes?
Well, yeah, he tells her another story, which is a memory of her life that...
Well, so the first... Okay, okay.
You do that. All go right. ahead. Go
so, for it. All right, so Deckard's sitting back. He's looking snarkier than ever. And he tells her a story about... He's trying to prove that she's a replicant.
Yes.
By telling her memories.
Yes.
Because if she's a replicant, they're prefabricated.
And he should know them, then.
And he would know them because they're on file. So he tells her a story.
On file with who?
Tyrell.
Okay.
He tells her story about how her and her brother were really
attempting to play
inappropriate with each other by playing doctor.
Attempting
and
to be in
he showed her his, and it got to be her turn, and she chickened out and left. And now he's about to tell her another story.
He's not about to. He tells her the story.
And he tells
of...
her another story about a spider
mm-hmm.
that lived outside of her house, her window, bedroom window.
Yes, in
that.
A bush.
In a bush. And
orange and black.
Orange and black.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to tell the whole?
Yeah, this is your story. Go for
okay,
it.
Okay. He tells her about a spider, and it laid eggs. And
it built a web.
Built a web
over the summer. Laid an egg.
Laid an egg, and the egg hatched. And what did you say?
100 baby
spiders came
out
and ate her.
And ate the mother. Yes.
You ever told anybody that, Tyrell? Huh?
Hmm. Tell us about the spider.
He actually says that first. No, I'll say the spider for later.
We're already talking about the spider. Continuity.
Well, let's talk about the scene.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell the story?
Yes, because it makes more sense.
So I went hyper nerd, and I looked up the spider.
Good. You did some homework.
Or as close as I could get. So I looked up, what did he say? It was a black and...
With orange
spots. Orange and green, something like that. Orange body, green legs. All right, spider. Orange body, green legs.
Mm-hmm.
He also said this during the Voight comp test. It was in that... It was like a real... It was fading in and out.
Where they, you went back to listen to that?
Yeah. They were showing the Voight comp test with Rachel.
Yeah.
You hear him talk about the spider. So it was funny that they used it again. I couldn't really hear it that well. See if it's the same exact...
So tell me about the spider.
So I looked up orange body, green legs for spider. And the closest I could get was something called a basilica orb weaver.
A basilica?
Basilica
like
orb...
Like a basilic?
Yeah, Basilica orb weaver.
Okay.
It's a North American spider, also found in the north and southeast states.
Mm-hmm.
So parts of Wisconsin down to Louisiana, everywhere in between to
Which
the coast.
Which is funny because they're in California.
Yeah.
On the west coast, and
You're
this
really
is an
supposed
east coast spider.
There,
okay.
Exactly. It's mostly found in Kansas and Oregon, where I
Oregon is west coast.
And some of them are found in Oregon.
Okay.
So yeah, they do make it to the west coast.
Okay.
But mostly on the north.
Anything else about the spider?
North and south. Yeah, just what is the significance of this memory?
No, I meant like, does he do anything else special? Why is he an orb weaver? Is his spider web orb-like? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's because of the shape of the web. I'm not gonna...
I know you really researched this spider.
That's as much as I was gonna give. I wasn't gonna spend.
I'm a little disappointed. You told me before this episode how excited you were about all these notes you took about this spider.
Because I looked
and
up a spider.
And I thought the whole page was spider notes. I was like, wow, I'm gonna learn all about a spider. I was like, that's so cool. And you give me like, yeah, it's an orb weaver. Why is an orb weaver? I don't know.
I don't even know what an orb weaver is.
Orb webs around vegetation.
Okay, so?
All right, I gotta do more research on this then, and I gotta learn about it myself, because you clearly suck at this.
I just wanted to know what kind of spider it was, if that even existed, a spider with an orange body and green legs. That was really specific. Orange and green, why those colors? Why this spider? Why any spider that gives birth to children that eat it, that kill it? Why would you implant your replicant, your children, with the image, the memory of a child and its siblings destroying its maker?
That's why.
Hello, Roy.
Yeah, but then Leon. You didn't have to look up.
Oh, no, the spider. That was just separate. While I was looking at... Oh, no, I just wanted to know about the spider.
I could have told you what you were just saying without looking up the spider thing. I got really excited about the spider, and I'm very disappointed. I was
trying to orb weave my way back into the conversation. I'm
really disappointed about this spider information.
I honestly thought I had more, too. I didn't realize that it was...
When you pointed to your page, I really thought it was like two paragraphs of information about spiders. I got so spiders. Excited
that I did any research.
Yeah, that's what he said right before we did this. He was like, oh, I got all this spider stuff. And I'm like, really? I was like, cool, go for it. That's why I was like, in the beginning, you hear me like, go, it's your story, go for it. I thought he would have like 7 minutes of everything to do with this spider. Who discovered it? What makes this spider special? Would it live in a bush? Did they mess up?
All right, forget about that part. Okay, so this spider...
Itsy Bitsy.
Giving birth laying an egg that hatched and the children that came out of it killed it.
Yes.
Is foreshadowing.
Of course.
Of what may happen, of what... It could be foreshadowing for something that could happen at the end of the movie. That's way too spoilery. I don't want to talk about that. But...
The children rebel and kill the parent.
Yeah.
Fair enough. She's very distressed by this because she finishes telling the story for him. And
he didn't even need to give this memory to Roy, and Roy's just on his way down that path anyway.
Right.
That's interesting.
She's really disturbed by it. The spider's eaten. You can see she's upset. And he says, implants. They're memories. They're not yours. They're from Tyrell's niece. How did Tyrell get these from his niece?
Do you know what? All right. Hold on a second. One second.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I wrote, what is the significance of this memory? Spiders eating their mother / father / creator? Foreshadowing? Does a child destroy or devour its creator later on? We'll find out next time on The Young and the Replicants. I actually wrote that down, and I forgot until just now when I read it. I'm really funny. I'm the greatest thing ever.
You're terrible at this, though. Who taught you to take notes?
Me. I'm self-taught.
Mm.
No self-taught, lessons. No lessons, Dad. Uh-huh. Wow, this is really, I'm doing a great job. I looked up the spider, okay? Who would think to look up the spider? I got its name.
Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Basilica Orb Weaver.
Mm-hmm. Basilica like a church?
I have no idea. You said basilisk.
Well, I thought basilisk, but now like basilica like a church.
I don't know.
And you didn't look up that either?
Do you want to do a special on the goddamn spider, Sandra?
Okay, can we get back to this?
Yeah.
How did Deckard they get...
hits her with the truth and then takes it back.
Okay. Before that, how he says it's an implant. A memory from Tyrell. It's Tyrell's niece.
Implants.
How did they get
Tyrell? Those aren't your memories. They're somebody else's. Tyrell's niece.
Is he throwing out Tyrell's niece as like... Oh, he told him before it was my niece.
Well, we actually see this process in the sequel. We see a person...
No, I don't want to talk about that yet, please.
Oh, that's not what you mean?
No.
Well, then what the hell are you talking
in
about?
In this movie...
Yeah.
How did they get Tyrell's niece's memories?
They probably just ask her for her memories and she writes them down... And they're like, all right, cool, put that in a robot. Or whatever these goddamn things are.
I can't believe she would agree to that.
She's a little kid. She's stupid.
How do you know she's a little kid?
She's an old lady. I don't know what to tell you. That's not important.
It is important.
Yeah, it is. It is important. You're right.
It's not like in Harry Potter where he takes the wand and takes the memory strand and puts it in the sieve and stuff
no,
like
you're
that.
Right. It is important. So what do you want to know, though? You want to know the process? Are they physically sitting her down in a room and asking her, listen, sweetie, we need you to write down, like, and yeah, does she like know why?
Did
you
they steal know her journal? Knows?
Oh.
Did they steal her diary?
Well, they probably paid her. Yeah, why say Tyrell's niece? Why throw that into the script at all? Tyrell's niece is so specific.
Like, why isn't it random
people's memories? He could have just said, memories on file, memory Rolodex.
But maybe they don't have that yet because she's the first to do it. That's why they use Tyrell's niece as a prototype. Did they use her as the prototype because they like who she is as a person, that that's what they wanted their Rachel to be.
Well, how mom and pop is this Tyrell?
Or did she die and they're replacing her? Like, maybe she was on her deathbed and she had kept a journal and they gave her memories, you know, like in AI, like they're replacements for children that have died.
How hands-on is Tyrell in all his processes for making these replicants, for every step of their creation, including now their memories? He seems to be pretty hands-on. He keeps Rachel real close by. He keeps Chu in L.A. pretty close to him, making eyes.
You know how they...
So he probably just doesn't want too many people involved in these creative processes, and he just says to himself... Is it processes or processes?
Processes.
So he probably just, you know what, I'm not even going to go looking for somebody. I'm not even going to put this on monster.com looking to, you know, to hire somebody to do this. He probably hangs out with his niece every couple of months. He goes and visits his family. He said, hey, sweetie, do me a favor. Here's a piece of paper. Write down your favorite memories.
She has to be grown. He's like 1,000 years old. She's an old lady. Let's be real.
She's probably Rachel's age. Rachel's probably modeled after his niece completely.
You haven't stopped talking yet.
I got a lot of things to say, man.
I lost my train of thought.
I was talking.
You talked for like 4 minutes.
Yeah. I have thoughts. I have things that I want to say. It's a podcast. We're doing a podcast.
You're gonna keep going?
No, what? Say.
I don't remember, because you distracted me.
It's not my fault you suck at this. You're falling apart. You didn't take any notes. You didn't take any notes.
I totally took notes.
I told you we were coming in for 33 through like 40. You got no notes.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say what I say to you all the time. I'm
busy.
And anyway. So we have Rachel, who has memory implants from Tyrell's niece. Tyrell's niece is the prototype for whatever reason. It could be... because they like her or not.
Prototype?
Yeah, the original, like the sample.
You think Rachel's niece is the prototype for Rachel?
Yeah. Why not? They used her implants, her memories.
But didn't then I just say that?
You asked... I'm repeating. I'm reiterating to get us back to where we were.
Oh, okay. I thought you...
Then you asked me this awesome question of how hands-on is Tyrell, right? I like to think of him as a Steve Jobs type.
Yeah.
Where he's overseeing all the multiple projects, not necessarily hands-on in the creation of iPhone or iPod or the Shuffle or anything like that, but the buck stops with him, and he is dipping his toe into each one of those ponds and overseeing it, like Lucas walking around with the little stamp. I like that.
You're right.
This is no good. I think he has a little bit in each of them, but I would think Rachel is something else entirely. It's probably like his pet project. Literally his pet project, because he keeps her with him, right?
Yeah.
Because it's a secret.
Yeah.
Maybe he has, like, two dudes who know. Because you can't let anyone know.
I would say nobody knows. I would say just Deckard knows at this point.
Well, somebody had to build her parts.
I'm impressed. How many questions did it take? I like how he calls her out, and she realizes what the truth of what he's accusing her of being. And she cries. Those are real Sean Young tears.
Tear from her right eye.
In my research, I found that those are real Sean Young tears. She actually got herself to cry. She's a really talented
she
actress.
She cries that single tear like that, the Native American.
She's really talented. And then he takes it back.
He says, bad joke.
He's like, all right, I'm sorry. And I gotta say...
Bad joke.
I gotta say, some of the best Harrison Ford acting I've ever seen in my life. He gets all uncomfortable. He just wants her out of there. He's just rubbing his eye. He's like, all right, you're not a replicant. No, really, you can go home now. I love that. He gets all fidgety.
He rubs his eye with his whole hand, and it gets on his forehead.
Yeah, he gets pissed off.
Because he's tired. He was just yawning 10 minutes ago.
That's great. He doesn't
want
to deal
with
it.
He was yawning 3 minutes ago.
He doesn't want to deal with this.
He's like, I'm done. He's like, go home.
No, really, go home. You're not a replicant.
She has that single tear and has that delicate little music in the background. Like and a single wind chime type of thing.
Yeah, the Evangelist.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Reminds me of the beginning of, I think the beginning of Akira starts on those single notes.
It's very similar, the chimes, I love it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, very, very beautiful. Beautiful music.
Yeah, and you feel bad for her. Like, her world is literally crumbling around her, right?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know what's real or what's not. He shouldn't know these things about her. And if he does, that means that she must be a replicant. And replicants are not human. And that must be terrible to be faced with this reality of, I thought I was human, I'm not. What does that say about me? Because I feel human. I feel I'm alive. Isn't that enough that I feel these things and I'm alive? Why does that not make me human.
Hey, I agree with you.
Do they have DNA?
I don't know. Why aren't they just clones? When you're making this movie.
Because they're better than humans. They're enhanced.
More human than human.
Because clone would be is the same as you, right? These are enhanced. They're bioengineered.
So some of the discussions I have with other Blade Runner fans, people take offense to the words machine, cyborg, robot, android of any kind. But they use these words in the movies. In this movie, robotic engineering.
Yeah, bioengineered.
Replicants are like any other machine. You know, they watch them making their parts. We see them making their parts in a lab, but they're clearly not machines. They're not robots at all.
But they're cyborg. They're a little bit of both.
But if you're making this movie to avoid confusion, why not just make them clones? Why did Ridley Scott and Hampton Fancher and David Peoples settle on this? Or is it just confusing? Let me finish one thought at a time. Why did those three gentlemen settle on the replicant concept?
They wanted something different than what was already out there. They wanted
something different. Was cloning a big thing in sci-fi movies in the 80s and 70s? I don't remember hearing about clones.
No, I don't even think it was popular at the time.
I was super excited about Attack of the Clones.
Was out in the 70s, right? Those were clones.
Those were robots.
Those were robots.
Yeah.
Was there anything with cloning? I don't know. I didn't watch enough.
Maybe it's just me. Sci-fi. Maybe I'm just too simple.
But they wanted something different. Like, they coined replicants. His daughter gave him that. From like one of her studies or something.
Whose daughter?
Ridley Scott's.
Ridley Scott, not Hampton Fancher or David Peoples?
It could have been. I'm sorry. Yeah,
might have one of the writers.
Someone's daughter gave them the idea for the word replicants. Okay. Just like Blade Runner has nothing to do with this movie or
do Android. Yeah, it was an underground medical supply sales. Yeah,
they're literally running the blades like for surgical equipment. It's a completely different book. Has nothing to do with bioengineered humanoids. So they wanted something different. It
added that unique quality to this movie.
They want it to be different.
I'm fine with it. I'm just asking questions.
But Rachel, like, I feel bad for her. To me, I don't care that she's an android, replicant, cyborg, whatever. I think she has humanity, obviously, right? Like,
well, that's the whole point of the movie. You tell me.
Does
it matter? Does it matter what you're labeled as? Human, replicant, gay, straight, male, female,
to stay alive.
American, North Korean. Doesn't wanting to stay
alive prove you are?
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out by the end of the movie.
I think therefore I am.
Well, none of that stuff matters to me. I know it doesn't matter to you, so let's see what happens.
The question is, would you marry a replicant then, right?
I want to marry my PlayStation. So you're asking the wrong guy. If you make me happy...
Yeah, but then, can your PlayStation make you an egg and bacon bialy in the morning?
You know what? I didn't download I didn't install the new...
Update?
Yeah, the new update is waiting, so I'll let you know.
But that was thick cut bacon.
I'll let you know. I think we're good for this one. I think. We covered everything. I those details with that spider, I really blew myself away. I really gave the whole gamut, the whole spectrum of what that spider is all about, that basilica.
I really hope you come back. I am. And I'm add like edit. 20 minutes of I'm spider edit stuff in
3
it.
3 hours of spider detail in, so this makes sense. This part.
And
makes
you should
sense.
Do it in an accent, like those nature over, like the voiceovers on National Geographic.
The basilica orb weaver.
I really expect you to do that.
Unzips its trousers.
And it should sound really weird to edit the splicing.
The Basilica Orb Weaver inserts its Blade Runner DVD into the DVD player.
What will it do next?
Find out next week on The Young and the Replicants. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Such pain.